We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Barrett yet another rebound, and that'll do it. RJ Barrett, a brilliant performance. 28 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, and the Knicks with a desperately needed victory. These two buddies from back in their Boston Celtic days.
Yep, and the Knicks will go on the road with momentum and confidence after this one.
The three-game losing streak all at home comes to an end as the Knicks improved to 23-24.
All right. A much needed victory for the New York Knicks over the Clippers today. A little dicier than it probably should have been down the stretch, but this is the Knicks. When is anything ever easy? Never. They now end this homestand 1-3. I was thinking about it as the closing seconds ticked off. You know, if the ball bounces one way differently in that Minnesota game, or Burks makes that last shot, or, you know, maybe the pass to Burks in the corner and he that make counts, or whatever. They win that game. I wonder how much our thinking about this team is different sitting here now. You know, a game under 500 going into a very, 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 very tough stretch of basketball that could, for all intents and purposes, end the Knicks' chances of doing anything this season. I don't know what anything is. Make the play-in game? I don't even know anymore. Is that the goal? I guess that's the goal. But it didn't, and they lost that game, and they end the homestand 1-3. And now they go on the road where, you know, in fairness, they've been a better road team than a home team this year. You never know when a team is going to be galvanized. You never know when a team is going to start playing well together. And I think, you know, it's like today was like another frustrating reminder. Like, this team has talent. This team is not a bad team when it doesn't want to be a bad team. They have stuff that they could do. They have matchup, you know, advantage creators, you know, in Randall, in RJ sometimes. The bench I thought looked really good. Like, this team does good stuff. They just haven't done it consistently all year. Maybe they'll start doing it on the road. I don't know. Talking about individual guys, obviously Barrett's going to get the headlines today, as he should. Ends up with 28 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 big block. Just in terms of counting stats, points, rebounds, assists, this is pretty much the best game of Barrett's career. Just if you, I think if you like add all those up, maybe there's one or two games where he's had more like total points, rebounds, assists, but this is right up there. And obviously that big block towards the end, not the most efficient game. However, I loved his process. I loved how much he drove the ball. I thought he played really well, but defense was good. He'll get the headline. And then after him, it's kind of a team effort. I mean, obviously, Julius Randle had 24 points on 15 shots. Very efficient. 9 boards and then 5 assists. 2-7 turnovers. Yeah, how you like them apples? God, what a frustrating player. What an absolutely maddening, frustrating player. Because you see certain things, you see him like cut off the ball and it turns into good stuff. And then, you see him make like the right pass at the right time instead of waiting. And you're like, if this dude just embraced all of the positive tendencies of his game and channeled them all the time, what a nice player that would be. And unfortunately, we haven't gotten that player this year. We've gotten a guy who every time you're ready to say, oh, you know, maybe Randall's kind of figured it out and he's turned the corner and he's going to start playing well consistently, he'll have a stretch or a play or something that just makes you shake your head. And it's so frustrating because he can be so good, and he still is their most talented player, and they don't win the game without him. He was more good than he was bad, and he draws attention and, like, all the stuff that we've talked about for years now. It's just so frustrating with him, and I wish it wasn't that frustrating. But it is what it is. Good games across the board from pretty much everyone else. I thought Mitch – I hope Mitch is okay. I thought he was playing a really nice game. Only played 16 minutes because of the injury. We'll see what the word is there. You know, Fournier only ended up shooting 5 of 12. But, again, I don't mind those misses because those misses were on drives. I love it when he drives the ball. And he was 4 of 8 from deep. The team as a whole was very good from downtown. Shot 44%. It's amazing how much this team wins when they shoot it well. Wouldn't you know? But, yeah, starting off 7 of 8 from deep certainly helped their effort a lot because the defense was certainly a 1 p.m. Weekend start time level defense for some of those possessions there. Not across the board, but a bunch of guys. Thought Quickly's minutes were really nice. 6 assists in 18 minutes from Quickly. I tweeted it out. It's the fourth time in his last 7 games he has at least 5 dimes. I slowly but surely, progress coming as a playmaker. And then probably the guy I should have mentioned at the top. I mean, minute for minute, for the effort he gave, there's a part of me that's tempted to say that Nerlens Noel not had like the best game, but Nerlens Noel was really good. Played 26 minutes after Mitch couldn't give it a go. This version of Nerlens Noel is a very helpful player. And again, it's a broken record at this point, but how many times have we said this season, what would this next season look like if we had been getting consistent, solid play from our centers for 48 minutes every game? And that hasn't been the case. Obviously, there's other players that, you know, have not played up to par that are the reason they've struggled. But, like, when they get good minutes from their centers, it's amazing how much better they do. Only guy who was kind of off was Quentin Grimes, but thought he played really good defense. Always love his energy. Yeah, we saw some Cam. 5 minutes of Cam in the first half there. How you like them apples? Nice finish. I'll talk about the rotation moving forward because I'm sure we're going to get questions about it. But look, they had to win the game. They won the game. Wasn't exactly pretty. I don't really care. Let's get to the road trip. Let's see what happens. The season's not over yet. And I'm looking forward to, you know, having a couple more surprises in them. Them having a couple more surprises in them. You never know. Crazier things have happened. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule in a bit. But let's get to the Super Chats. And the first one is from my main man, Mr. Hashtag 53 Wins himself, Robert Cross. I'm going to drink to this. This is RJ's team. Kemba needs to stay in mothballs. Emmanuel Quickly should be our starting point guard. Robert, I wish I could disagree with you. Actually, no, I don't wish I could disagree with you. I wish I had something more interesting to say other than yes. It's not RJ's team yet. It's still Randall's team, and that's part of the problem. I think it should be more RJ's team. I'm not saying that's always going to go great. Again, the kid was 9 for 24 today, and he was – that doesn't even really paint an accurate picture. He was 7 – RJ we're talking about now. Sorry. He was 6 of 19 from inside the arc. When you shoot 6 of 19 from inside the arc, I know he got to the line 7 times. Like – that's, again, growth of a player or signs of a player who is still growing. And if he's the best player on your team or he is who the offense goes through, if you're capable of having a 6 for 19 showing from inside the arc, you know, that means you still have room to grow. I think what a lot of people feel and what I'm totally here for is that let's give RJ that opportunity to grow. I think he's earned it. I think it's for the betterment of the team. The offense just looks better when it flows through him. it doesn't mean Julius has to stop doing Julius stuff and like everybody else doesn't do what everybody else does. You know, he's great for generating offensive rebounds. I love the pairing with Mitch, less so with Noel. Quickly, I mean, it's a broken record. I would love to see what Quickly would look like with the starters. And then as far as Kemba, I mean, shit, what are we going to do now going into tomorrow? Is Kemba going to be available? I mean, they made a pretty big deal out of – not a big deal, but they said it's about the back-to-back and they wanted to rest him on the first night of a back-to-back. I mean, I guess if he plays, there's a chance Cam doesn't play. You know, and it's on the road and it's three straight road games. So, like, I don't know if they're planning – if they have a trade in the works or they're planning on making the trade. It's not like – you know, if you're going to make – rotation decisions that may upset some folks, I guess it's better to do it on the road. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I would have had a different answer at halftime, but having seen Cam knock it off the bench in the second half today, if you're going to put a gun to my head right now and ask me what do I think is going to happen tomorrow, I think Kemba plays. And I think Cam isn't in the rotation. I think they need to move on from Kemba Walker. With the caveat that if they were ever able to make a good Julius Randle trade, that would be a wonderful first option. But I don't think that's going to happen. So onwards we go. We got Anthony Sixto here. What's going on, Anthony? Cam did a lot of great small things on D in a short debut. I love how he played. Yeah, 100%. Wasn't a long sample size, but I thought he played well. Jab stepping into the passing lanes to deny the pass. Disrupted a drive by faking the help D, then recovering to his man. Excited to see more. I don't want to say it's all about engagement for Cam, but like his defense, the only knock on his defense, I think, has been just off-ball engagement stuff. That's kind of just engagement. That's awareness. That's effort. On offense, I have a lot of thoughts about what I would like this team to look like moving forward and some potential moves I wouldn't mind them making. But, like, the notion that they could potentially make Cam into, like, more of a point forward on the second unit, like, that's really exciting to me. Not every possession, but occasionally. Like, I want to see that. I'd love to see him do more. They I'll put it this way. They did not get him unless they thought that there was a real ceiling there. Maybe they're not going to explore that ceiling until next season. That's entirely possible. But then if you wait till next season to explore Cam's ceiling, how do you handle the contract negotiations this summer? Maybe they just have a lot of faith in him and they don't really feel like they need to see a lot this season before they give him a nice extension. We'll see what happens. Shout out to Rob I always mispronounce his name. Phil Usma. Hey, Knicks fam, get those likes up, right, guys? LOL. Yes, get the likes up. I appreciate it. There's almost 500 people here watching on a day when I believe there's a football game starting right now, or maybe has started. I should know this. I'm a grown adult. Whatever. I know Tom Brady is playing potentially his last game. So shout out to everyone who's here. Gad Candelario, what's going on, Gad? Why do we look like two different teams? When we're not predictable on offense and not run every possession through Randle, good things happen. It's not about running possessions through Randle. They look – you could argue that some of their best possessions today were run through Randle, but it's running them through Randle when he makes good, quick decisions, when he moves with the ball, when he drives, when he does, like, all the things that we know Randle is capable of doing, not when he does all the bad shit. The issue with Randle is I don't know how anybody who watches him right now can have any faith of what we're going to see. Forget about game to game, like possession to possession. That's the frustrating part. I agree. The unpredictable stuff is better. You know, and also again, they hit shots tonight. Like this team all season long has looked like a different team when they've hit shots. So, you know, to become a really good NBA team, which obviously that's probably not going to happen this year. Like you have to be able to survive the nights where you don't make shots. you know, and it's funny how when they make shots, it like sets them up and it really gets them going good. But not a lot of consistency. Kevin Danishevsky, what's going on, Kev? Good to see you again. I was really frustrated with Randall the entire game. The process wasn't that different. He just hit shots that he normally doesn't. Happy we got the win. Yeah, so again, he definitely did that. He definitely hit shots. Again, 15 shots, 8 of 15, 24 points. Got to the line. I feel like he got to the line 6 times. Hit 5. 9 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, again, I'm not sure that any Randall game this season has been like all bad stuff or all good stuff. It's every game this season, I feel like, has been such a mix. And I think the difference in the good games is twofold. One, when he's hitting shots, which he did. And two, when guys around him are hitting shots. Like, there's been a lot of games where we've killed Randall after the game, where he's actually made a lot of nice passes and guys have just missed it. Like, he made good passes tonight. And sometimes it wasn't always the assist. Sometimes it was the hockey assist. Like, but then there's those moments where the process just sucks. And then when you add on top of it, those moments on defense that I don't even need to say, you know, transition defense, you know, just like boneheaded stuff, like the inbound thing with Burks, like just, you know. Clearly, my daughter is just as bothered by bad Randall as everybody else. Kenny Rose. So sad after a win, all I could think about is the wasted pick on Obi, who won't develop for the Knicks, and Cam, who won't play as a backup to RJ. IQ good today. I mean, that's your prerogative. I think, look, hindsight's always 20/20. Obi, when they drafted him, was being drafted to a team who I have to think at the time that they drafted him, as has been said by many people, figured that Randall was on the way out and that they would have traded him before the deadline for whatever they could get. And then Randall turned into what he turned into last year and things didn't go that way. I'm not going to kill them for drafting Randall or for drafting Obi, just like I'm not going to kill them for passing on Halliburton. I think, yeah, the Halliburton pick would have probably been the safer pick, would have filled the need. But that's an alternate universe. Like, you don't know where that would have gone. I mean, I love Halliburton, but he's also not, you know, it's not they passed on Donovan Mitchell. Although Halliburton's really freaking good. In terms of Cam, like, I wouldn't be so quick about that. I think whatever you see tomorrow, next week, next month from Cam is probably not indicative of what we're going to see from Cam moving forward. Like, the Cam trade may not work out, but if it doesn't work out, I have a feeling it's going to be because of some kind of unforeseen circumstances, much like the Obi pick may not work out in the way they intended because of the unforeseen circumstance of Randall becoming what Randall became. So I'm gonna push back a little bit on that, but yeah, I agree. Quickly had a good day. We shall see. Manny Campos, what's going on, Manny? Overreactions. IQ equals a star point guard. He's not just a point guard. He's a star point guard. Let's work on just having him be great in his role all the time. I think he is right now. He's definitely has a potential to be a star sixth man and a starter on a good team if given the opportunity. I've called him a star in the past. I think I may have been a little bit over exuberant. I do think he has star qualities though, but again, that's why my comp has always for a while now has been Jason Terry. I think that's a nice comp. Is Jason Terry a point guard? No. Is Emmanuel Quickley a point guard in the strictest sense? Maybe not, but he could do all the things you need him to do, especially in certain configurations. Cam's in the doghouse. I don't think Cam's in the doghouse. I think just Tibbs is like, I got my guys. I know what works. I'm going to go with what works. I hope people don't overreact to Cam playing 5 minutes. Like anybody, I'm sorry, but anybody who thought Cam was going to come in here and play, you know, 25 minutes right away, like that was never going to happen. It may not happen this season. I would expect him to play more, but I'm also expecting them to make a trade or two. Noel is the skilled big we've lacked. I'm not sure I could get on board that train. And then finally, not an overreaction. RJ has found something. That's huge for us. I mean, the RJ thing, like, again, I don't know how many different ways there are to say it. He needs the ball in his hands, whether it's for the best of the team right now or it's not for the best of the team right now. It is best for him. It is best for their long-term future. I would argue it is what's best for the team right now. When Kemba's out there, that just – it just doesn't seem to happen. You know, I don't know. Well, I'll say this. Whatever happens the rest of this season, I think at the very least the Knicks kind of, again, can look at RJ and be like, all right, he's taken a step forward in a way. Maybe not the season they envisioned him having, but he took a step forward this year. And that's great for the organization to feel like, okay, good about that. I think they owe it to him and his development to make a deal before the deadline where the team over the last 30 to 35 games just makes a little bit more sense with him playing a prominent role. That's my hope. We'll see what happens.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
NL Nair, what's going on, ML? Randle generally played well, but he just doesn't get that moving the ball is what works best for him and the team. He needs to embrace that his dribbling in the paint needs to be at a minimum. Yeah, I mean, I love when he dribbles into the paint, and then but it's like a beeline, and then he shoots it. That's great. Or a couple dribbles, and like the moment – like here's the thing about Randle. He doesn't see the double team coming. That sucks. It would be much better if he saw it coming and then passed out of it before it comes. Like, great players do that. Great passers do that. He's not a great player. He's not a great passer. He's just, like, good. And that's the problem when you run your offense through a guy that's just, you know. Like, last season, I don't even think, like, his process last season was much different than this season. I think the difference is he was hitting shots. And because he was hitting shots, like, he was so much more emboldened and played with such more confidence as opposed to playing more tentatively. In terms of his, like, pass shoot process, I don't even know if it's really that different from last season. But yeah, it's just like, you know, yeah, I don't know. Right, we'll see. Dono Louis. RJ has been a nice bright spot in an otherwise frustrating season. I would add Quickly to that. I know Quickly hasn't shot it well. I think he shot it like 35% from deep. I think Quickly's been a bright spot. If you're looking at the young players, Obi has been like a bright spot in his own way, but he's not playing a lot, which probably is more frustrating than bright. But yeah, RJ quickly, Grimes a little bit. Also, Randall is the most maddening player we've had in a long time. This is a fun parlor game. Randall is the most maddening player since, I mean, Enes Kanter will always hold a special place in my heart, but he wasn't maddening. I just didn't think he was very good. I think to be a truly maddening player, you have to have real talent. I will go to late Knicks career Melo. He's pretty maddening for me personally, not for everybody, just for me. And before that, like, I don't even know. I don't even know when you have to go back to. Maybe the 70s. I really don't know. But it's been a while. Good comment there. Andrew again reminding me, get those likes up. We have Andrew with chiming in the chat. Fuck Tom Brady. Yes, fuck Tom Brady indeed. Harry Doner, what's going on, Harry? Always appreciate you chiming in and always appreciate your contributions. You're the man, dude. I just don't think it's complicated. Kemba to the bench, IQ with the starters. Kemba as a starter just seems to result in one too many players that need the ball in their hands. Yeah, and then if you want to add one more in there, trade Kemba before the deadline when Rose comes back, or in preparation for Rose coming back, because then, you know, you don't want a situation where, you know, like someone doesn't play. Like I'm all on board with that. I don't. To me, it is that simple. You know, and it's like my only response to like defending Tibbs is that the same shit I always say. Tibbs is smarter than me. He must know something I don't know, because it seems to make sense to me to move quickly into the starting lineup alongside Randall and RJ. We'll see. Robert Cross. Also, I love KFS. Ewing Patreon, so I can see playback and the Knickerbocker podcast here in San Diego. Anytime I'm in, we're going to do our playback watch along either tomorrow or the next game after tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. We will let you guys know very soon. But it will be soon. It will be very soon. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. And package coming your way soon. CT Pittman, what's going on, CT, the patron saint? It's so exciting to see RJ grow before our very eyes. I'm noticing that some of his three-point makes aren't even touching the rim. They're just pure net. He's going to be a serious matchup problem in the future. What I loved today, and what I don't always feel about RJ, but I really felt this way today, and maybe this is me just looking for a silver lining. If it is, I apologize. But I thought his misses around the rim were like, they looked good. I've gotten on RJ a lot in the past for putting up stuff at the basket. That's just like, that's an awful looking attempt. That has no chance to go in. Today, it felt like all the attempts at the rim, I know there were a lot of them that did not go in, but they looked sound. They looked like good attempts that just maybe rimmed out or whatever. Not all of them. There were a couple bad ones in there. But again, for a player that, to me, in my eyes at least, seemed like that was going to be a real area of struggle moving forward. I'll take any positive. And yeah, if he starts really converting around the rim, and then also the passing, you love some of the flashes of passing that we see here and there. Yeah, he's going to be a matchup problem. Like, I'm, you know, for as frustrating as he's been at times this year, I'm cool with where RJ is right now. I'm cool with where he is. And we'll see what happens moving forward. Hush Zoo, appropriate name for the person commenting right now. Good W, but need a lot more Reddish. Well, you'll get more Reddish at some point. I just may not be right away. Randall, decent game, but why does he have to wait and get bear hugged by two people and then make his decision? Because he's not a great player. He's not a great decision maker. He's not a great – doesn't have great vision. You know, it's just, yeah, I wish I had more for you than that. If I believed, and I'm kind of over Julius, I would be that much more frustrated if I thought it was a choice. I just think he's not. I just think he's not good enough. But you know, again, we can't have everything. All right, hold on. My super chat, of course, is going a little frizzy here. I see Kevin Danishevsky, I think, brought up a name that I'm going to enjoy talking about here. True story, Jay. Does Tibbs know that it's okay to go 10 deep? Shake my Dan hand. He went 10 deep today. He actually went 11 deep. But, yeah, he went 10 deep. I mean, Tibbs is like – but again, you're talking about a head coach as if he's like an anomaly. Go find any head coach in the league. Most of them like limited rotations unless they have like literally no weak spots in their rotation 1 through 10. Like Tibbs doesn't like to push, like for instance, Obi. Obi's a limited player. That's why he doesn't like to push Obi a certain amount of time. But, like, if you go back through Tibbs' history, he's actually been a lot – like, throughout his history, he's preferred 8-9-man rotations. He goes 10 deep when he kind of has to. He's gone 10 deep pretty much since he started coaching here. So, you know, I think what you're looking for him to play certain guys a few more minutes, get a little bit more creative with some of the combinations. You know, we've all been calling for Obi at the 5. He's never going to do that. I think that's what you want. I think, but no, I mean, you know, wouldn't be a post game without some Tibbs criticism. Kevin Danishevsky. Okay. Stefan was maddening. Stefan Marbury. So much talent, but a head case. Was he maddening? I think he just, was Stefan a maddening player? I don't know. It's been a while. I felt like those teams were just so bad, and he didn't play up to his potential. I don't know that I ever felt that he was like – I don't know if I ever felt watching Marbury that like, oh, my God, there's this amazing ceiling like right there for you. If you just did X, Y, and Z, you can reach that ceiling. I feel like when things started to go bad with Marbury – it just like he just started playing poorly as opposed to like if he would just change this thing or that thing about his game, then it would be better. He was also a head case, and that was obviously a problem. Okay, so a couple things. Julius Randle spoke to reporters after the game. He said, ended it right. Looking forward to this road trip. He also said, as far as the fine, the team didn't make me available. That's it. And then he added, I appreciate Mr. Dolan. Well, there you go. Okie dokie. Oh, Julius. Greg Film Stuff. It's hard to feel good about New York's wins because of the inconsistency. Yeah, I'm here for that. Next season, RJ might get 20 a game, and today Jules actually played with some enthusiasm. RJ can only be RJ when Jules as a number 2 and an off-ball 1. Give IQ a shot. I mean, I kind of have put this out there a few times. Like, I think there's a reason why I would at least explore the market for Randle. I don't know. I'm just curious to see what's out there. And I acknowledge that would be – you'd be taking a step back with the hope that it would somehow lead to taking 2 steps forward. You know, because RJ isn't a number 1. He's not. He's – at best, he's a number 2. And I don't – like in terms of a championship team. I still don't even know that we could say that. This from Berman, by the way. I asked Randle why he hasn't been talking to us after games, and he said tersely – the team didn't make him available. Knicks PR cut off interview very soon after. So there you go. Rick Castle. My goodness, Rick. Thank you so much. I don't even know what to say. I never know what to say with these generous contributions that are just like far and away more than again, thank you. I'll read Rick's comment. UKFS guys are amazing. I'm a longtime podcast listener, first-time post-game live streamer. I just want to say thank you for all your hard work through the highs and lows of this lovable and maddening team. Hashtag go Knicks. Thank you, Rick. That means a lot. We take a lot of pride in what we do. I would not do any of this if I was not a crazy person, and B, someone who is just really thankful that he gets to be a crazy person amongst other crazy people for this uncurable disease known as Knicks fandom. But anyway, I can't thank you enough for how much that means. So thank you. And I hope you enjoy coming to these more often. Seriously. Prototype NC. Manning player would J.R. Smith count? Yeah, J.R. Smith's a pretty good one. J.R. Smith is a pretty good one. Different kind of maddening than Julius. But yes, 100%. J.R. Smith was a Manning player. Robert Kloss, back with more. Most Manning player was Kenny Skywalker. So someone I'll say up front, I never watched Kenny Walker. I started watching after he was already off the team. He was drafted ahead of Roy Tarpley and Ron Harper, amongst others. FML. I don't mean to laugh at your expense, Robert. Hashtag 53 wins. I've been told that Kenny Walker was a Manning player. Does Frank qualify? Was Frank a Manning player? Little Manningness to Frank. Not really, though. Okay. Keeping it going here. Oh, RJ Barrett said he apologized to the refs after his technical foul today. Thank you for Fred Katz for that. Nevin Athematatil. I hope I got that right. Randall to Portland for Anthony Simons and filler. Nevin, if Portland trades Anthony Simons, who since New Year's Day is one of four players in the NBA to average 25-7 and has Portland with a winning record since January 1st and is like 22 years old. And is going to be a restricted free agent. If they traded Anthony Simons for Julius Randle, everyone working for that organization should be fired and tarred and feathered. Which is to say, yes, please. I'll take – what else are we going to take on? You want to take on C.J. McCollum's contract too? We'll give you what do you want? Randle and Fournier for McCollum. There you go. And Simons. Please, God, yes. Simons is good. He's a good player. And again, that's good job by them as an organization, drafting a kid at IMG and kind of, you know, developing him over the course of years. Like that, there's still an good organization in there somewhere. They've had just a rough year. Thanks again for everybody still watching. Over 400 still with us. 174 likes. Keep getting those likes up. We appreciate it. It helps us out. Dom Cappuccini.
Oh, no, my heart sticker that my daughter put on my sweatshirt fell off.
It seems like every other week we brace ourselves for that upcoming week, the upcoming week is a big one. This one kind of feels like now or never if we can't break even. Before I answer that, another RJ quote courtesy of the great Fred Katz. Glad you're feeling better, Fred. This is RJ on if he feels like he can carry the Knicks at a high level. I don't feel like I've done anything so far. I'm hungry. That's what you want to hear. Give me all that. Right into the old veins. Okay, upcoming schedule. At Cleveland tomorrow. So Cleveland has gotten back on the winning path. Don't have Rubio, obviously. Don't have Sexton. They haven't had all year. Like – that's going to be a really tough game, but I think – I'll say this. I'm pretty excited going into that Cleveland game. Miami has been playing their best ball of the season. Miami's on Wednesday, and then Friday at Milwaukee. I mean, I don't know what to say. And then you got a couple good home games, Sacramento at home, Memphis at home. Memphis has been a little up – not up and down, but like not the world beaters they were for a while there. And then you got the West Coast swing. Lakers – My God. They're torturing my youngest. Lakers, Jazz, Denver, Warriors, and then Portland. So we'll know what we have. I mean, if they ever got through the next 10 games at like, I don't know, I would probably sign for 4-6 if I'm being honest. You know, yeah. If they ever got through that at 500, I mean, you know, we'll see. Okay. Dom Cappuccini. Oh, wait, yeah, here we go. Dom Cappuccini, one more. I mean, take 2 out of 3 at least. Keep it up, John. Anytime. If they take 2 out of 3 on this little mini road trip, kudos to them. I mean, that would be a great job. Again, figure out a way to go 4-6. Get into – and then you got a 4-game homestand, OKC, Brooklyn, Miami, Philly. That's right after the trade deadline. Can you win half of those? Two out of four there? And then you got another – then you got a 7-game road trip. Philly, Phoenix, Clippers, Sacramento, Dallas, Memphis, Brooklyn. And then things get a little bit more tenable. Like, look, I'll say this. Here's how we'll end it today, all right? Here's how we're going to end it. If this team makes the play-in game, we, I think, will be legitimately excited and have a right to be excited if they make the play-in game. Because if they make the play-in game with where they're at right now and with this upcoming schedule, they will have earned it and they will have had to play better basketball than what we've seen through however many games they've played this season, 47 games this season. Like the team that we've watched for 47 games, if they just keep playing like that, they are not making the play-in. They're just not. If they play better, and they will maybe make it, and then I'll be a little bit more excited about that. Because with this upcoming schedule, like, you know, even when it like quote unquote eases up towards the end, like it's not even really easy then. They don't have a lot of games against like the tankers of the league. They have a game at Detroit late. They have one more game at Orlando, who's beaten us twice. Like, there's no gimmies left in this season. Even Oklahoma City at home. Like, Oklahoma City could beat anybody on any night. Hey, you want to say hi before we sign off? Adult Donkeys, very grateful. The legend continues. Thank you for your contribution. Sass, anything you want to say about the Knicks or anything else? Nothing? You burn your finger?
Mommy burned her finger.
Oh, mommy burned her finger. How did she burn her finger?
She put we're making banana chocolate chip cookies. And
you're making banana chocolate chip cookies or muffins?
Muffins.
Oh, okay. Well, that's exciting.
And she took the butter out of the cup and it was hot.
Oh. Yeah, you don't want to stick your public service announcement from all of us here at Knicks Film School. Don't stick your finger in hot butter. It's a bad idea. Thank you, Andrew. Anything else before we sign off for today?
No.
Do you think the Knicks are going to – how many games are the Knicks going to win on their 3-game road trip? 1, 2, or 3? Or 0? You have to pick. You have to pick 1, 2, 3, or 0. There's no wrong answer.
All of them.
They're going to win all of them? Well, you heard it here, folks. Knicks undefeated on the upcoming road swing. We look forward to that. Talk about #53wins. All right. I'll catch everybody tomorrow. And until then, I hope you have a lovely rest of your Sunday. Peace out.